A seemingly routine request for a pay raise led to a tense meeting Wednesday at the State House. High-ranking employees from the Liquor Commission faced blunt questioning about their performance. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, it was a confrontation 12 months in the making.
To set the stage for this meeting, you've got to first roll back the calendar to last February. That's when Executive Counselor Andrew Valinsky accused the Liquor Commission of turning a blind eye to bootleggers.
Low prices in stores located near the state's borders draw in customers.
Out-of-state customers purchasing large quantities of mostly Hennessy cognac.
Aimed at bootleggers who stock up in the Granite State.
When that story broke, Liquor Commission Chairman Joseph Malika denied violating any laws and said he was doing what the legislature requires him to do, that is, make money the state relies on for its budget. So with that backdrop, the stage was set for this meeting of the Executive Council.
So moving forward, I call this meeting of the governor and Executive Council to order, and I'd ask for motion to approve.
On the agenda, a 5% pay raise for Malika and his three top deputies, a pay raise Valinsky would get to vote on. Malika made his pitch for that money in part by talking up steady sales growth at the liquor stores.
I think the proof's in the pudding, Counselor. Look around at what we've done in the past 8 years and look at the stores and the numbers that we have now.
But Valinsky wasn't interested in hearing about sales. He wanted Malika to explain why profits were flat for the Liquor Commission.
I've heard you report the big increases in gross sales. I'm concerned with the net profits from liquor operations being essentially flat or somewhat downward.
Along with flat profits, Valinsky also lobbed criticisms about a long-delayed new software system at the Liquor Commission, its delayed launch of mail-order wine sales, and why the agency is spending so much cash refurbishing old stores. Point by point, Malika had a response. He spoke about how competition from low-cost retailers in Massachusetts is siphoning off customers.
And they have pretty much wreaked havoc in New England with the liquor business.
And as for why the Liquor Commission has failed to meet its revenue targets set by the legislature in recent years, well, he says those targets are overinflated. That didn't sit well with Valinsky.
It's really saying that the Senate fudged the numbers.
I'm gonna interrupt right there. That is not appropriate, what you just said.
Jumping in there, Governor Chris Sununu, a visibly agitated Governor Sununu. He chided Valinsky, who is himself considering a run for governor, for his use of the term fudge, as if there was something underhanded going on.
So the implication that you're making right there is completely not appropriate.
Valinsky countered that he was only trying to point out that the legislature's goals are realistic goals from his perspective, and that Malika's excuses ring hollow. During the meeting, Malika defended his business acumen, his 25 years as an entrepreneur, but it wasn't enough to convince Valinsky that he had earned a 5% pay raise, which would put his salary at about $125,000. Valinsky voted with fellow Democrats to delay the raise until the fall, possibly the winter. Republican Russ Prescott called the move unreasonable. The governor looked furious. But after the meeting, Valinsky stood his ground on the pay raises. He thinks Malika has failed to bring the right technology and the right people to the agency.
No one on the leadership team has outside experience relevant to what they're doing. Commissioner Malika was a restaurateur. That gave him some exposure, but he wasn't running a $700 million a year enterprise, which is what liquor is in New Hampshire, and he hasn't brought in people with that experience. That's a concern.
It's been a year since this spat between Valinsky and Malika broke open, and it looks like things are only getting more tense between these two officials. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.